At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas. From the Circa Resort and Casino on tap over the next 3 hours today, we have Josh Applebaum in 30 minutes. He is a VSiN sports betting analyst. We'll get an NFL playoff market report with him and a couple of bets that he likes early here on a Wednesday morning. Rick Spielman in 90 minutes, CBS Sports, the 33rdteam.com, former Vikings GM, will be on the program today. And Mike Palm, who is the VP of Circa Resort and Casino. A lot to go over with Mike, as we like to call it, Wednesdays with the Maestro. Later on today. Pauly, how many examples have we had now over the past, you know, 2-3 weeks to a month about the market generally knows before the news breaks? We had three line moves yesterday. I'll point out two of them to begin. One of them was the game that you're on. It's the Sunday night game. The Bengals did go from 6.5 to a solid 7 across the board. And now I'm seeing -115, so it's drifting out to where it could touch 7.5. Does that tell you that the market knows that Lamar Jackson probably won't play in this game on Sunday night?
Yeah, it's fascinating, right? Because the Ravens aren't giving you anything, and the guy hasn't practiced, and they expected him back since on Christmas Eve. And Harbaugh's given nothing up.
Zero.
As far as
he's
that,
laughing.
Right? Yep. And I am going down with the ship. I know the line moved yesterday. Maybe it's an indictment of Skylar Thompson, though, if Teddy Two Gloves could play. I just don't understand how Tua could play with player safety, and a doctor would clear him when 16 days ago he had, at best, his second concussion, but I think it was his third, How it's all played out. So today's a very important day, but you saw the market support for Miami, but I'm going down with the ship. I can't see him playing on Saturday after what happened on Christmas.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Do you think that line moves from where it was, touching, 11 at some spots earlier in the week? Do you think that goes below 10 and goes all the way down? I think it was actually below 9. I think it was 8.5 yesterday for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Do you think it goes there because Teddy Bridgewater is going to start? Or because people think that Tua might actually practice today and he could give it a go?
Mm-hmm.
That line move is not moving because of Teddy Bridgewater.
Rod Thompson was horrendous, though. I mean, it was pretty, they couldn't do anything through the passing attack. I mean, it was against the Jets and a must win. You have 6 points till the final drive set up by a 15-yard penalty?
Yeah, but it got to like 11, 11 and a half. Do you think it's really going to go below 10 because of Skylar Thompson to Teddy? I don't think so.
Do they know he's playing as of now? No, I think today's a big day to determine that in Miami.
Yeah, I would say that too. Now, however, again, and we're on until 10 o'clock Eastern. I hope that we have news on this before the show ends, one way or the other. Like, you know what? Tua is going to give it a go today in practice. Or, you know what? He can't go today. That's why today is so massive for this. And if he does not go out there today in practice, I believe this number does go back to 10 and maybe above 10.
Mm-hmm.
But if he does go out there in practice, and you know, my guess is right now it would be limited. on a Wednesday, then it could actually maybe go the other way, and it could come back down to in that 8 territory, 8.5 territory.
Well, no one's given Miami a chance with Thompson. That's why I thought maybe it's possible if Teddy could play, and they're getting news on Teddy that it could move a pointer, because no one's given him a chance, and everyone expects a blowout if that's the case.
I think it probably settles back at 10 if it's Teddy.
And the first two games were close. The game earlier in the season was bananas. It was 21-19 Miami, but the plays were 90-39, and yards were 497-212. The Saturday night game that we watched here was phenomenal. It was 32-29 Buffalo.
Was awesome.
Allen was Superman. He threw for 300, ran for 80. He had 4 touchdowns. They were down 8 in the fourth quarter. Mostert, though, had a buck 30 in that game.
He did.
And doesn't look like he's going to go with the broken thumbs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's...
That was the game in which, I mean, I was on the Bills, on the look-ahead line. That number moved in my direction. That's because the Dolphins were playing... It was really one of the most unfair scheduling spots for a team in recent memory.
Yeah.
Right? When they had back-to-back games on the West Coast, Niners, Chargers, and then, oh, by the way, guys, now you got to go play the Bills on a Saturday night when they played a Sunday night game against the Chargers, and it was an awful spot. And the Dolphins coulda, woulda, shoulda defeated the Bills in Buffalo.
Yeah. What if these guys go 0-2, though? I mean, what if it's Lamar Jackson and it's going to be Teddy or just say no Tua then on Saturday?
Well,
I know what's happened the last couple of weeks.
Is it okay if it's Lamar Jackson and he does go? I don't think he does, but if he does go, this comes back off 7, right? That's a huge number. The Ravens are good. I know the Bengals are the best covering team in the league. They're blazing hot. Nobody's better than them right now. And look, there's nobody higher on the Bengals than I am. I love them. I have them to win the Super Bowl and to win the AFC, obviously. But 7, if Jackson goes against that defense,
game? Yeah, but how about the rust factor?
There's something to that, for sure.
He's missed 5 games, 6 games. So there's just no passing attack to speak of. You can rip the front office for the lack of wide receivers, too. But, I mean, it's... He throws to Andrews, and then who else? So if you contain the rushing attack, I mean...
They don't have a lot of meat on the bone for the passing attack.
They have contained Burrow.
Oh, yeah.
He has not gone off. I mean, he's been 220, 215 range passing in both games. The first game was Tucker at the gun for the win. 1917, I believe. So, but Burrow did not, and they only held him to 3. They held him. They only had 3 points in the second half of the game last week. So.
And also consider the Ravens secondary has not exactly been Hall of Famers this year.
Yeah, yeah,
it's been rough for that unit
right
on the season.
What did you think of the Ballard press conference? Because I know you were.
I tipped my cap to him.
Yes, you were. You were very good on this Monday, and I see where you're coming from about what were the Texans doing. You know, the Colts were in the same position years ago with Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you win this game? It's Andrew Luck, generational talent. And then the injuries, and he steps away early. And the organization hasn't recovered. But during the Ballard press conference, he said, I've made mistakes. I have to fix it. I have to get it right. I went with Wentz, didn't work. I went with Matt Ryan, didn't work. He then was asked, will you trade up to get that quarterback and go up from 4 to number 1? And he says, I will do whatever it takes.
How about that for a quote?
And that's exactly why you cannot win that game if you're the Houston Texans.
Of course.
Because what it means to have that pick, and if someone's just desperate, like a Indianapolis with a guy whose job could be on the line now, right?
Right.
Who knows with Irsay, but his job could be on the line. And he's like, okay, you better hit a home run here with this draft pick. And now it's, well, they don't have it now. And it's Chicago, which... You think Chicago would love to give that up because they're set with Fields? You want a quarterback and take Stroud? Okay, Young? Okay, fine.
Yeah, agree or disagree on, you know, these quarterback prospects and whether or not they can play in the league, I really don't care. I mean, there's a chance where all three of these guys, Stroud, Young, Levis, where they're no good. There's a chance where two of them are good. Nobody knows. Nobody has any idea. Again, do we have to go over this every single year to remind people? I heard today driving in, the Colts or the Panthers have to trade up to number one because you can't miss on Bryce Young. He's a generational talent. What? Have you ever paid attention to the NFL before? He's 5'11". But you never know how a team is going to look at that number one pick. I got to have my guy. Okay, like I have a bet. I have two bets on Will Levis at 30-1 to be the first. Do you think if I'm drafting, do I take Will Levis number one? Of course not. But when Mel Kiper and other people are writing stories about it all year long telling you that scouts and front office personnel are in love with Will Levis, okay, I'll listen to that. And maybe that's the quarterback that teams are going to be, you know, super willing to trade up for in this draft. Maybe it's somebody else. I don't know. But that number one pick in the draft is like a pot of gold. And the Texans screwed it up, period. This is Ballard. This is why. I mean, he just sat down and he was not screwing around yesterday. He took the full blame.
Look, I failed. I'm not going to sit up here and make excuses. Failed a lot of people. Highly disappointed, you know, about where we're at, how the season went. You know, I never take lightly what's at stake here. And it's not, you know, the wins and losses, but, you know, people's lives are on the line. Players' families, coaches' families, front office, people in this building, and I don't ever take that lightly. And, you know, I'm disappointed. Disappointed where we're at, and ultimately, it falls on my shoulders.
I will say this. What a tough spot for the organization to be in. What is it, 5 years ago now? When Andrew Luck decided to retire out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
And
Ursa mentioned that, how you don't expect that, right?
And they've been desperate ever since, obviously. Yeah. Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, yada, 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 the list goes on. So I can understand now. They're like, my God, we thought we had Andrew Luck for, you know, 15, 18 years. And then he just decided to retire one day. So we tried to fill that over and over and over again. Can't do it anymore. We have to get a guy, young, a stud in the draft, and we'll do what it takes.
You realize how many people have been fired as a result of Carson Wentz the last couple of years?
Oh, boy.
There's another one, right? But that's a desperate guy who knows his job's on the line. I'll do whatever it takes. They fall in love with a quarterback. Bam, there you go.
Sure.
There it is. I mean, you have to solve this. It's a debacle. I mean, it's every year with this.
And it makes so much sense now because the Bears, and then their GM came out and said, well, we'd have to be blown away by a quarterback. Why even make a comment? Don't even say anything.
True. Good point.
Right? Just let it go. And then, so the Bears, you would think, would be, okay, yeah, we're a good dance partner. Makes sense. We have Justin Fields. What else are you going to give us besides the fourth pick overall?
I left out Rivers, too. They went to the playoffs.
No, yeah. They almost won that game.
They should have, but that was another one, too. We're just going to bring in this veteran.
Yep. All right, with the start of the new year, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts. And whether you're a football, hockey, or basketball fan, Bet Rivers has you covered. Join them every week for new promotions like their Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Sunday Football Parlay Insurance, and more. Bet Rivers, it's a whole new game. We have a lot to go over in Win Some, Lose Some. Paulie will recap last night's betting action coming up next. What took place in the NHL last night was absolutely bonkers.
Yes.
And a record was set in the NBA. Not only is, I'm not joking, it is like ultra impressive for a team to do this. And oh, by the way, they needed every single one of them. Details on that and a coach that is in, I would say scalding hot water. Coming up on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, Mitch mentioned it. First period overs. 10-0 last night in the NHL.
Ayo.
Piece of cake. How about that? A little round robin, you get nuts. A perfect 10-0. How easy was that? Oh, incredible.
Some of them were also going over an all total of two.
Yes. And
at,
Vancouver.
At plus money.
Vancouver did it again as well. Goal in the first 10 on the road, yes. 19-1 now. That happened. What was that? 3-3 in the first period against Pittsburgh. Well, that game was drunk.
They led 3-0
yes.
And blew yet another big lead
last night. Curry comes back. Long hair, don't care. Suns money line plus 550. How about that? Magic money line plus 275. They upset Portland. And here's an upset for you. South Carolina at Kentucky. They lost by 43 Saturday against Tennessee. They won the game 14-1 on the money line. Oh, it's bad for Cal. And I know there people will do more on this coming up. They are outraged, livid, incensed. They're getting tossed out of games. The fans, they are sick and tired of his act. The horrific offense that they run, but also I'm saying, well, don't be mad at the kids. People are, no one's mad at the kids. They're all mad at you.
They hate you.
Yes.
They want you gone.
Apparently he says the same thing after every game. You know, it's on me. You know, be mad at me. They are. No one's mad at the kids.
Yes, exactly.
It's incredible.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
South Carolina scored 42 points against Tennessee in their last game. They had 42 at halftime last night.
It's bad, my friend. No doubt about it. Subscribe. Be part of the team. Watch the show, VSiN.com. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. We had every demographic here. Eclectic mix of tweets and videos. Let's go to the strip the other day. Caesars, high limit, $500 a push. Who's in? Triple double. A high roller gets deuces and the kicker. That is $200,000. Oh, here's the feeling good all the time. I mean, you want to talk about the nosebleeds. $500 a push. And he holds the twos, and it comes 2-2-3. Four twos with the kicker. $200,000 at the high limit.
Can't imagine, man.
Oh, my God.
You're dealt two, like you said, and then bam, right there it is for $200. Okay.
Imagine if it's dealt, what it's like. Like, okay, well, what a surprise. Okay, bleep you, pay me, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Lose some. Mavs plus 3.5 down to 1. In the over, 220 up to 224.5. Clippers win 113-101. Thunder Heat under 224 down to 221. Fell 223. Pistons Sixers under. Not even close. 230 down to 225. 147 to 116. Philadelphia. Buffalo, Miami, Ohio under 157 down to 152. Excuse me, that was 91 to 80. Couple lose some tweets. I can't. Come on, Lincoln Riley. They're bringing Alex Grinch back as defensive coordinator. They allowed 10 yards per play against Tulane in the Cotton Bowl and lost a 15-point lead in the final 4 minutes. They allowed 93 points in the final two games. Come on.
I was surprised by this. I think it was more wishful thinking on my part because I don't want them to waste Caleb Williams. The thing is, they're already bringing in transfers that were like five stars. They'll bring in tons of talent. I don't want to completely overreact.
Yeah, but
this has to be it, though. This is like the one more year, and then that's it if they can't get it corrected.
Yeah. And this was at a fan at the Kentucky game thrown out of the arena for having a please go to Texas sign.
No,
they tossed him.
That's absolutely outrageous.
Yeah.
To toss him.
Wow. And first of all, it was half empty. More than half empty.
Oh, it was... I was all over Twitter last night
with
this game. I'll explain why coming up in a little bit. People were explaining on Twitter. They're saying as a kid, my dream was to go to Kentucky basketball games, but you could never get a ticket. Now it's half empty and I don't want to go. It holds like 24,000 and it's tough to get a ticket there, obviously, or has been for many, many years. And now fans are just like, get them out of here. Yep. I hate this team right now.
Yep, couple of bad beats. San Diego State lay 9.5. They won by 9. They scored 3 points in the final 5 minutes. And the Thunder on the money line, it was small, plus 105. But the Heat only had 8 players.
That's right.
Because Dedmon got tossed for throwing a massage gun on the floor. I'm like, what happened? Did you see the video?
No, I did not.
He threw a massage gun on the floor. He almost hit a player. But the Miami Heat won by a point. They were 40 of 40 from the free throw line.
You know, I mean, I got to tell you, that deserves
elevation.
Well, I
guess. Okay, yeah.
Because how many times have we criticized poor free throw shooting at the college or NBA level over the last 25 years? Thousands of times. To go 40 of 40 and set a record, that is, and they won by a point.
Yep.
So good for them.
Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, betrivers.com. This was on Cats Illustrated, the basketball forum for the fans. It was Dickie V. Kentucky basketball's my life. My wife stood in front of me 15 years ago and said, it's either me or basketball. I did the C-A-T-S, cats, cats, cats chant, and she walked out the door. Kentucky basketball is all I look forward to all week, and I tune in to watch this crap. I'm at a loss for words and emotions. It's titled A Man Shattered.
Oh, man.
He went with Kentucky basketball over his wife.
Over the wife.
It's either it's them or me. Go, okay, that's it. And he goes, happy to throw her out.
Yeah.
He's chanting out the cats, cats, it, cats out the door.
Rubbing her face right in it.
Yeah, you're gone.
C-A-T-S. Wow, I'll give you this. And some of the photos again that came out last night. That's not even half full. That's like 40% full, maybe. My brother is and we're not from that state, but my brother grew up, late 70s, early, mid 80s. The team was always on TV, so he gravitated towards, teams that were always on. And they were a very fun team with Rex Chapman, Kenny Skywalker, Mel Turpin, all those guys, right? So to this day, the one thing that he cares about in sports is Kentucky basketball. That's it. And he's in his 50s. He told me last night, and he hates Calipari. He can't stand him. He said, Mitch, I don't buy lottery tickets. Maybe I'll start. If I ever won, the first thing I would do is buy Calipari out. That's how much he hates the guy.
Wow.
And so there are rumors now that Calipari would go to Texas. I had Kentucky fans coming at me on Twitter last night saying, I'm surprised Texas would want him.
Sure. Apparently, it's the offense is just, they're on garbage
there was a story
outdated.
There was a story that came out last week. It's incredible. Coaches, like anonymous coaches, are talking to the media saying, I can't believe what we're watching with this team. We don't even prepare. It's so bad. They run nothing on offense.
Wow.
It's the easiest thing to game plan for that we've ever seen.
Wow.
And so he's not creative. He's a terrible head coach. We all know this, right? It's been proven over and over and over again. I thought losing to St. Peter's last year was rock bottom. Maybe it still is, but it doesn't get much worse than last night. And the way that I wanted to monetize the situation, unfortunately, it's a little too early because sportsbooks do not put up yes, no, make the tournament props until much later in the year. I've been looking for that for 2 weeks. Because I've been betting against this team. I did not bet against them last night. I was actually hoping they would win and cover to get a better number on Tennessee this weekend because they are going to get obliterated at Tennessee on Saturday. That number probably is going to be 13, 14 now instead of like 8 like it was going to be last week. In that range anyway, probably. They're not making the tournament this year. And I'd love to be able to bet on that, but books don't post that until closer to March Madness. They're totally broken. That's an...
Wow.
Wild. Unbelievable loss last night to South Carolina, and the Gamecocks control. I watched; they controlled the entire game. It was like 21-6 before you could blink. So bad.
Yeah.
That's.
I don't like the whole thing, anyways. With they're mercenaries.
Oh, you're not the only one.
It's brand new team every year.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it's all right. Here comes a whole new. I mean, from a fan standpoint, how bizarre that is.
I said earlier this year, if he doesn't make a deep run with the recruiting class he has next year, they're going to say, we can't do this anymore. You got to go. Because next year's recruiting class is incredible. I mean, it's like one of the best of all time at this point. Does he even make it to next year? I would say, good. Just take the Texas job. Go do what you do at Texas. You'll bring in every recruit there,
yep.
And you'll lose by the second round or third round of the tournament every year anyway.
Yep. Our discussion earlier at the top of the show, Ian Rappaport, Lamar Jackson faces an uphill battle to play.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yep.
No, that's... I think it was a clear indication yesterday when that number went to 7, and again, drifting towards 7.5. And think about how many... I'll raise my hand... How many people will have Bengals on teaser legs this weekend if it goes to 7.5? For sure. With no Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. I was dead wrong on Huntley. I thought they'd be okay offensively. The passing attack has been non-existent. Absolutely. Visa now heard on Sports Map Radio across the country, including great stations like The Roar, 105.5, 97.5, and 1560 in Greenville, South Carolina. You're listening live to the best in sports betting news and info from the sports betting capital of the world, Las Vegas. Welcome to the family and welcome to Follow the Money. Thank you.
And coming up next, VSiN betting analyst Josh Applebaum is going to join the program. We'll get a special playoff edition coming up with him, a discussion with him at that point. He is on 3 different games in the opening round. And we've had some movement in the games that he likes. He'll tell you which games he likes and why. Next, Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
If you're looking for an edge to bet on the playoffs, VSiN experts have you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an intro offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get every pick from every host and every guest, betting splits to see where the money and bets are moving each game, deep dive betting reports. Steve Mackinnon did a great job this week on the wild card numbers and trends. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. VSiN.com/subscribe. Sign up for $9.99. VSiN.com/subscribe.
And Josh Applebaum is a betting analyst here at VSiN. He is host of Morning Bets and Market Insights, 2 podcasts that you can get wherever you listen to your podcast. Josh, thanks for the time as always. Let's begin with the Chargers and the Jaguars, a rematch of a game earlier this year. No Justin Herbert in that game. That's when the Jags went to L.A. and spank the Chargers. I'm looking at the screen right now. Now, it's below a field goal, obviously, so it's not the most important thing, but I see the Chargers anywhere from a 1-point favorite to a 2.5-point favorite in this game. Take us through who you like here and why.
Yeah, Mitch and Paulie, it's great to be with you. And Mitch, you make a great point here. We got numbers all across the board. So, of course, shop for the best line, have multiple outs. Make sure when you place your bet, you're taking that bet at the book that gives you the best number, because we're seeing, as you mentioned, Mitch, some books are Chargers -1, some are 1.5, some are 2, even 2.5. This thing is all over the place. But if we take a step back, I'm going to highlight 3 dogs for you on this appearance this morning. Really, dogs, when you get to the playoffs, they bark even louder. You get a lot of influx of public betting, where public bettors may not have grinded out every single week in the NFL regular season, but they want to, you know, partake in this time of year where everyone gets excited about the playoffs. So if you look at the last 5 years, regular season dogs are about 54% against the spread. They had a really good year this year, 56%. But if you look at wild card dogs in particular, the last 5 years, they're 16-8 against the spread, 67%. So if you kind of do a little math here, wild card dogs are barking almost 13% louder than the regular season dogs. So that's why I'm going to highlight some of these dogs here. And this is the one that really caught my eye right off the bat, Mitch, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Depending on what number you look at it right now, if you look at the opener and where it's moved, all liability seems to be on Jacksonville. And that's notable because the public play here is Justin Herbert. Across the board, you're looking at the Chargers getting 64% of bets. So they're the public play here. A lot of books opened -2.5 with the Chargers, and they're down, depending on what book you're looking at, to 2, 1.5, 1. They're all over the place here. So this would be an angle here for me to take the Jaguars. I like this reverse line movement. Public's on Herbert, yet the line is going to the Jags. They're only getting 37% of bets in a heavily bet primetime game. Primetime dogs have been one of the best angles so far this season and in recent years here, cashing almost 60% of the time. If you look at wild card dogs with a line move in their favor, which would qualify with the Jags, those teams are 16-7 against the spread, 70% the last 5 years. And if you're a wild card dog playing a team who missed the playoffs last year, another match here to bet against the Chargers, you're 10-1 against the spread, 91%. So a couple injuries here to monitor. Mike Williams, Joey Bosa, they are banged up. They'll probably give it a go here, but that's something to keep an eye out for. But the Jags were a team that had to win five straight, had to win that game against Tennessee just to get in. If you're worried about maybe this tight number here, it could be a teaser play. You find a 1.5 or a 2. You take it up to plus 7.5, plus 8. You go through the couple key numbers there. But, guys, I'm looking at the Jags. They really jumped out to me as a sharp bet this weekend. Public Chargers, but line going to Jacksonville.
Okay. Are you concerned about a public dog and everyone's going to be on the Giants against the Vikings?
So that definitely concerns me, Paulie. And again, go to the national championship game. We saw TCU as a big public dog, yet the line kept going to Georgia. That was a dead giveaway that Georgia was the sharp money play there. But if you look at our betting splits here, Paulie, it's not as public as it may seem. You know, according to DraftKings, you're actually getting 60% of bets here on the Vikings. Now, that might even out as we get closer to game time here. What's notable to me is that we haven't gone to 3.5. Like, if you look at our VSiN board, it's plus 3, minus 3, both painted, minus 110 both sides. But why haven't we gone to 3.5? And if you look at kind of the line movement, the line history here, don't just look at open and current, but how has the line moved in between? I saw some books briefly touch 2.5. So the fact that stayed at 3, public is slightly leaning with the Vikings here, yet it never went to 3.5 and it touched down to 2.5. I'd be taking the G-men here plus the points. Now I'll hold out for that hook. Do we get it? Do you see a lot of people just looking at the record of Minnesota saying, hey, that's a short number here? But remember, all throughout the season, odds makers have been taking a position against the Minnesota Vikings. They're 13-4. They've had a great record, but their point differential is minus 3. So that tells you they've been really, really lucky throughout the year, and maybe their overall win-loss record is a little bit inflated. Daniel Jones, guys, 16-5 against the spread in the regular season, 76% as a road dog. He's covered a ton of numbers here. You did see Week 18, G-men rested their starters, so they'll be good to go. And they actually battled hard and covered that number against Philly. So I'd be looking at the G-men plus 3. I'll hold out for the hook. This is another dog play here that I'd be looking to take the points with New York.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Josh Applebaum is a betting analyst here at the network, and he's our guest right now. Also the host of two different podcasts, Morning Bets and Market Insights. Okay, so by the way, your picks are also available at VSiN.com/picks. How do you want to approach that? If you're going to make the case here for three dogs, the other one here on the list is the Monday night game, the Buccaneers. Now the game is 2.5 pretty much everywhere. Cowboys favored. Do you take the money line at this point with the Buccaneers, or do you want the 2.5 points at home?
Well, you're certainly going to get a better payout here, plus 125 if you go money line. And again, if you look at a lot of these stats, and Steve Mackinnon's done a great job at VSiN.com, typically, if you're winning the game, you're covering the spread, obviously, if you're taking the dog in this one. But I'll take the points here. I will caveat that by saying I'm still going to hold out for a plus 3 here with Tampa Bay, although you may not get it because we did open Cowboys laying 3. You're down to 2.5. And that move is notable to me because any move off a key number is really important because there's a lot of money on the line both sides here. But the big angle to me is that public is split down the middle. They see the Cowboys with their really good record. Tom Brady, you know, again, has had his first losing season here with Tampa Bay. So public doesn't know what to do. VSiN.com bet splits are showing 50-50 right down the middle in terms of, you know, whether you take the points or lay them. So public's undecided. And anytime I see a ticket count that's split down the middle, theoretically, in a vacuum, the line shouldn't move at all. But we know that not all those wagers are created equally. So the fact that it's 50-50, yet it fell 3 down to 2.5 toward Tampa Bay, tells me smart money here is on Tampa Bay and the points. So again, I'll hold out for the 3. If not, I'll take the 2.5. Could be a great teaser play, plus 2.5 to 8.5. You go through 3, you go through 7. Brady against Dan Quinn. He's really had Dan Quinn's number. Remember, week 1, they crushed Dallas 19-3. Brady's had a lot of success here against that style of defense. Also, if you look at a bad ATS, good ATS play, the Tampa Bay Bucs are the worst team against the spread. They're only 4-12-1 against the spread. Cowboys were 10-7 against the spread. So as a contrarian bettor, I like taking the teams that don't cover and made people mad and cost people money because they're going to be biased against them moving forward. They're going to remember them costing them money. They're remembering that Dallas made them money throughout the regular season. So I'll buy low here on Tampa Bay. I'll wait for a 3. If not, I'll take the 2.5. Also, guys, Dak Prescott, if you're looking for a prop bet, he led the league in interceptions, 15 picks in only 12 games. He had 11 picks in his last 7 games. Over a half pick, just throw one interception, minus 180. It's a little bit expensive there, but that could be worth a look here on the prop market. But give me Brady. I'll take the 2.5, maybe even a money line play. I like Tampa Bay in that Monday night game.
Josh Applebaum is a betting analyst here at VSiN. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Josh_insights. Best of luck this weekend, Josh, and thanks for the time today.
I appreciate it, guys. And again, check out our great promo right now. Only $9.99, $10 to get everything we offer as a VSiN Pro member. Have a great day, guys.
There you go. Yep.
Be good. You too.
So he likes the three dogs.
You know, thinking about it more, how the hell are the Ravens going to win this game without Jackson? I mean, they scored 3 points in Cleveland. They just fired their defensive coordinator. I mean, it was a bad year for the Browns defense.
They'd have to turn over Burrow.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to have to happen.
They've also won six in a row at home, too, since he struggled against Pittsburgh to start the season. I just, based on what we saw from Huntley, I can't see it. Mackinnon's just fantastic this week. So much stuff to we'll relay in the next 3 days here with this particular round. But what I found interesting was the 3-6 matchups. 16-3-1 underrun. It was 15-0-1. Then they expanded the field. So the last 2 years, it's 3-1 of the over. But it was on a 15-0-1 underrun in this round only in right. The 3-6 matchup. Minnesota Giants, Cincinnati, Baltimore. Like, I mean, that how funky is that stat?
Very funky, yes.
Huh. Yeah. There's so many of those that he has this week. But this particular round.
Have you done anything with the Chargers-Jags game yet?
No, that's one tough one. But he also has a great angle about quarterbacks starting their first playoff game. And playing as a dog, they're 5-21 straight up. Well, you got, you know, two guys going against each other here head-to-head. But that was a blowout in the first meeting.
That's also a very long time ago.
True.
And no Justin Herbert in the game.
No, he played.
Yeah. That's the Daniel game.
Daniel was supposed to play, right?
Yeah, that's right.
They buried him. So
yeah, it was 38-10. I put no stock into that game whatsoever.
That's fair.
Just so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chargers, you know, until last week, they were finally getting healthy.
True. And the defense.
That's why I could not believe what Staley was doing last week. Yeah, I mean, you put up with this every single year. You got guy that's been like who the organization has been for years, right? They are always injured. They usually blow games they shouldn't. And now this year, you're putting up with the same thing. You're getting him back, and you're, I don't know, that whole thing was just his answer, too. He tries to sound so smart. Like, how did Brian Daboll do it then? If he's only allowed to have 48 guys.
Yeah, there's no right way. There's no right way. Guy's getting carted off. He still sends him out there with Herbert and Allen. I think Lawrence is a wild card, though. He played so well down the stretch, but I wasn't impressed Saturday.
Yep.
I mean, he missed some easy throws.
All right. Up next, weekly props are available now to lead the league in passing, rushing, and receiving yards. That's actually for the entire playoffs. How have some of the bigger name receivers done against upcoming matchups? We have a full breakdown coming up next year. And Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
The new year, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home, all the latest lines, odds, and boost. All the props for the playoff games, dynamite, good house specials, and whether it's football, hockey, or basketball, they have you covered. The Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, the Sunday football parlay insurance. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
All right, so we're excited about the props that come out on a weekly basis, and then the season-long, or I should say the playoff-long props as well, Paulie, to lead the league in passing yards, rushing yards, receiving yards. And there are ways to attack this. Like, for example, when you look at the receiving yards, and Stephon Diggs is 6-1, and then you go down and see a guy like Travis Kelce at 10-1, well, what's the play here? The Bills have an additional game, in theory.
Yeah.
So if they are able to... Let's say it's the Bills and the Chiefs in the AFC title game, and the Bills win that game. I mean, at that point, Diggs is awesome. But if they don't win that game, that's like part of the whole strategy is, right, you take a team that has a game this weekend, you take a team on a bye because you like their chances to make the Super Bowl more.
I'd be very surprised if the Bills win the AFC.
Very surprised. Why do you say that?
Because the defense has been so bad. And then the turnovers. We briefly talked about it yesterday. They have the third most turnovers in the league. Can't play like that this time.
That is
big. Especially when you're going against Mahomes. Can't make mistakes. Mm. Lucky to beat Miami in the last game at home. So, I mean, some of these are starting to trickle out now. DraftKings has interception props up, too. Geno Smith's $1.60 to throw a pick. But to what you're talking about here, not weekly, all playoffs, most receiving yards.
Right.
Diggs is the favorite. Chase and Kelce, 10-1. This is a fantastic prop. A.J. Brown. Right? Do they get to the Super Bowl?
Right.
Now take a peek at Kittle, 15-1. Remember I said he's been on a milk carton with Garoppolo?
Mm-hmm.
The last five games, he has 32 targets. He also has 7 touchdowns going back. So with Purdy coming in, I mean, he's just been his go-to guy, and he's had big-time performances.
I'll tell you right now.
Since the quarterback change.
I mean, I love Justin Jefferson. You're right. I made a big case for him to be in the MVP mix this year back in August. Have him Offensive Player of the Year. Give me a guy like Ayuk at 18-1, Kittle 15-1, or even A.J. Brown 12-1 over Justin Jefferson. The reason why I don't think the Vikings are going to go very far. I can see them winning this weekend, and then that's probably it for them.
Yeah.
Jefferson, if they play two games, he's not going to lead the playoffs. He'd have to have 195 and like 206 to have a chance to win that thing.
Yeah. You also have the scenario where the Niners could do the. It's a blowout city. Even though they get to the Super Bowl.
Though, oh, yeah.
It's such a comfortable lead. It's just run the ball and get out of there. But that's
interesting to stay away from one of those guys.
Yeah. Debo 15, Jefferson, like you mentioned. So what do you have on some of these with the matchups?
Okay, well, I'll give you this on Diggs because, like hardcore fantasy people are pointing out that we might get some shadow coverage this week. Some examples of that in this game. Xavien Howard could be on Stephon Diggs. Howard versus Buffalo this year, he only played in one game. He had a PFF coverage grade of 72.6, which is not great. He allowed 5 catches on 7 targets for 71 yards and a touchdown, and a passer rating to Josh Allen of 136.3. On the season, Howard allowed 6 touchdowns and his highest passer rating of his career. He did allow 3 touchdowns against the Bills in 2021, and he's 145th ranked quarterback at Pro Football Focus. Diggs versus Miami this year in 2 games. 7 for 74 on 11 targets. 5 for 60 on 9 targets. Actually, his last gigantic game came in September of the pandemic season. He had 8 for 153 and 1 on 13 targets. That's only one game, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, Howard's not great. Your cousin's not great, Paul. But Diggs really hasn't gone off in previous matchups against Miami.
Okay.
That would be one. Adoree Jackson could be on Justin Jefferson again. Maybe this is more of a weekly thing than a playoff long thing. Jackson did not play against Minnesota in the regular season. His passer rating allowed was 85.3. He allowed 2 touchdowns on the year and had 7 breakups. He's the 42nd rated quarterback at Pro Football Focus. However, again, when he did not play in that game, Jefferson was awesome against the Giants. He had 12 for 133 and a touchdown on 16 targets. I'll give you one more here. It's Trayvon Diggs could be on Mike Evans, Cowboys-Buccaneers on Monday night.
Very interesting because he gambles.
He likes to gamble quite a bit.
Right, and did they find something there with Evans' performance against Carolina?
Maybe they did. He's 25-1. I'll ask you this. Would you rather have Mike Evans 25-1 or CeeDee Lamb 20-1?
I'll take Evans. It's still Tom Brady. You can't fall off your chair if they win a couple games.
Yeah, you probably can't.
Just how it is. I mean,
Diggs allowed 5 touchdowns on the year and a passer rating of 99.4. Evans versus Dallas all the way back in week 1. 5 for 71 and a touchdown on 7 targets. They did play last year. Evans had 3 catches for 24 yards only on 6 targets in that game. But I'm with you. Diggs likes to gamble quite a bit. And Evans really was coming on late there at the end of the year. That Carolina game certainly helped. I can give you one more here. Tre'Davious White could be all over Jaylen Waddle. Waddle is 60-1. You're up against it because they have to win as a 9.5-point dog this weekend, and we don't know if Tua's going to play yet. But White versus Miami this year, he allowed 3 catches on 9 targets for 67 yards and 7 catches on 18 targets against Miami in 2021. Waddle versus Buffalo did quite well. He had 4 for 102 yards on 6 targets and 3 for 114 and a touchdown on 7 targets. So if Tua plays, Waddle had a great regular season against Buffalo's defense.
Yes.
So some nuggets to consider there. That might be more for just this week, but how these players can get started as well in week 1 of the playoffs.
How about the quarterbacks? Now, that's tough. Because you want to say, well, I'll take Mahomes for most passing yards, but
right.
If you only play 3 games and then you face a nasty 49er defense, which I know he lit up in the first meeting, to me, Allen can't be the favorite. It can't be. Because I think Cincinnati beats them. And then if they still win that game, though, they're supposed to announce the neutral site soon. What do you think?
Well, I would say this. If they do announce a neutral, would that factor into this handicap? Because then you're going to get... Josh Allen and Mahomes playing in a dome, you have to like that much more for betting either one of these guys as opposed to like playing in, 6-degree weather. That's an added part of the handicap for sure.
People were throwing it out. Where do you want the game? Well, that's Mike Palm, VP of Circa, coming up later. Soldier Field, Lambeau, Rose Bowl out here. It's still Heinz Field.
Heinz, they change it.
Wherever Steelers play, Put it out there. Is it outside? Do you think it'd have to be outside if that's the matchup?
I've seen people make a case for MetLife in New York. I think you can find better spots than that.
Yeah.
To me,
Allen plus 225, Mahomes 3-1, Burrow 4, Hurts 6-1, Herbert 8-1, then you have Purdy. Maybe 12-1? Can the kid throw for 270 every single game?
Well, you made a case that you wouldn't be surprised if the Buccaneers won a couple of games. I mean, he's throwing the ball 45 times a game. Brady.
Yeah.
So if they happen to knock out right and win one or two of these.
It's also about the matchups. I mean, it depends how Tampa Bay. I can't see Tampa Bay going to San Francisco, though. I mean, that was utter domination and destruction not that long ago.
I think that'd almost be a repeat of what happened. Maybe not that ugly, but also.
But, if they go to Philly, you never know, I guess.
A guy that I would consider, but his odds are way too short, I would consider Herbert at a longer number. If Herbert was in the 15-20-1 range, I'd grab him. Because, I mean, come on, it's a pick-em basically against Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. If they made a deep run, I would not be shocked at all. And a lot of it will have to do with how he plays. If they're winning games, Herbert's probably throwing for 300, 350 a game. But 8-1, boy, that's too short for me to bet.
Yeah, I'm with you.
These other guys, you just need, like a guy like Geno or Danny Dimes.
How concerned are you with these
quarterbacks?
Concerned are you with these quarterbacks making their first start?
Well, I think you have to be.
Yeah. I mean, the history's been ugly.
Of course.
Ugly. The Jacksonville game, they play each one another. But Danny Dimes, and not that Cousins had a lot of success. He's, 1-2 in the playoffs. But just the experience factor and going out there, and now it's playoff time. Oh, it's been ugly. Again, it's 5-21 straight up. 28% ATS since 2006. My God. And there could be more added. No matter what happens in Miami, and then we'll see if Lamar doesn't play and it doesn't look good.
Well, how about this? I mean, the first-time playoff quarterbacks versus non-first-time quarterbacks, 16-34 straight up, 14-35-1 ATS, like you just said. But this year it could be, Skylar Thompson, Huntley.
Yeah.
I think we'll find out more about those situations today, obviously. But time now for the pro tip of the hour. Wildcard underdogs last 5 years, 16-8 ATS. 67%, and dogs with the line move in their favor, 16-7, 70% ATS. when versus a team that missed the playoffs a year ago, they are 10-1 ATS. This applies to Jacksonville, and pro tips are available on the VSiN website, vsin.com. You get at least 20 every day where they're available by sport and by show. We'll go over strong wild card trends coming up next. There is a point spread sweet spot that is 12-0 with the average score 32-14. Details next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.